گلستاں پہ شادابی سایہ فگن ہے، گلستاں پہ شادابی سایہ فگن ہے.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. Yes, my wonderful listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal in company, and of course our beloved wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today is the 14th of September 2022, corresponding to the 17th of Safar 1444. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. That's me, and of course our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidahullah. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Ustad, welcome to the Bliss of Marriage this beautiful Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
I see there's a listener, Ustad, saying that I am a non-Muslim, but my wife is a Muslim. We only eat halal in our house. My wife works and buys the food with that money. Why must people judge her for being my wife? She prays five times a day. Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brother, the first condition for a person to be a Muslim is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Truly, there is none worthy of worship but Almighty Allah. And Nabi Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the last and final messenger of Almighty Allah. It's not the Muslims are judging you. Quran, Allah's direct speech is saying, your wife's name Fatima, Zainab, Aisha, your name Tom, Dick and Harry. So Quran is saying, chapter 60, verse number 10, La hunna hillun lahum, wa la hum yahilluna lahun. It's not permissible for any Muslim lady to get married to any non-Muslim male, whether he's a Jew, whether he's a Christian, whether he's a Hindu, whether he's an atheist, whether he's a Buddhist, whatever. And it's not permissible for the non-Muslim man to marry the Muslim lady. So if you have children, remember all the children are haram children, illegitimate children. The lineage will go to the mother and not to you. Every minute, every moment, you must remember you are cursed by Almighty Allah because she is living in sin. Third one, that when your children grow up, for example, if you are a Christian, so you will teach them Jesus is Son of God, which is totally haram, unacceptable, we reject it. Or if you're a Hindu, then you will teach them about the idols, so that we reject totally. So you see, my brother, nobody is judging you. Your wife is 100% in the wrong. And if your wife says it's permissible for her to marry you, she believes that, then she's out of the fold of Islam. Her praying, all that means nothing, my brother. So my advice to you is to either you embrace Islam and then you have to perform a nikah and a proper marriage to her, and then you can live as husband, wife, and both parties are Muslim. But if you insist and persist that no, you want to remain non-Muslim, then we can't force you. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 2, 256, La ikraha fi deen, but then you have to separate from her and she has to separate from you. You can't live like that. It's absolutely haram. It is a union that is totally condemned in Islam. And remember, look at the ramifications, consequences, that all the children are bees, illegitimate children, haram children, as far as Islam goes. And there's no two opinions on that. There's no sin on the children. The sin is on you. So you and just lady, we can't call you husband, wife, because that marriage is not valid. So therefore, you and your girlfriend, we can say. So remember that you must make up your mind what you want to do. Either you embrace Islam or either you must separate immediately. Mm-hmm. You, this lady you married, Zainab, Fatima, Asia, whatever her name. So remember that her family is wajib, compulsory upon them. They must excommunicate her. They must have absolutely nothing to do with her, because remember, she's leading a life of sin, and every minute, moment, second, she's cursed by Almighty Allah, and you also cursed by Almighty Allah.
Ustad, it says here, respected Muftisab, Maaf, this question has nothing to do with the program, but can Muftisab please explain to me what is a, I think it says Salafi, S-A-L-I-F-I. I hear Muftisab always mentions that term, Ustad.
Salafi means, you know, that people don't want to lead a life that where there are strict laws and so forth. So Salafi in this day and this age, you must underscore that, underline that. It's got a different connotation meaning. I will tell you, we must follow, see, write it down, then you will understand. We will tell you, you must follow the laws of Almighty Allah. Chapter 40, verse 7, and they follow your command, your path, your instructions. So that is chapter, that means Allah Ta'ala, sabilak, the path which Allah has chalked out for them. So chapter 40 verse 7, then we have to follow Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 3 verse 31, then we must follow the beloved Sahaba, the students, companions of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 9 verse 100, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ وَسَابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ. Allah speaks about chapter 9 verse 100. So first Almighty Allah, second Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, third the beloved Sahaba companions, thereafter fourth one, وَالتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. In every one of these verses you will find the word ittiba, to follow immaculately. So that means to follow the Salafi Salih, our pious predecessors, chapter 31 verse 15. So you got that now? So that is the Salaf. Now we follow Quran Sharif, we follow Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we follow Sahaba, we follow the Awliyaullah, the pious people, Salaf Esali. So that is meaning finished now. In this day and this age, so we have people, we translate it loosely, freelancers. They say, no, we don't have to follow Imam Abu Hanifa or Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. We got enough knowledge. We can go to Quran directly ourselves. We can go to the Hadith ourselves. And then we will draw our own conclusions and we will follow. So look at the 3-4 examples I'm giving you. They are Muslim, but they astray, majority of them. They will say, now see, I'm giving you 3-4 examples. They will say, ABC husband gave XYZ wife 3 talaq, right? They say, no, it's 1 talaq. But the hadith is in Bukhari Sharif of 3 talaq is 3. So which Quran, which hadith you following, brother, sister? So they follow their worms, fancies and desires, 1. Number 2, they will tell you that you can't read Quran Sharif for the deceased. Your father, mother, somebody passed away. They say, no, not permissible. The Salafis we're speaking about. So they say, no. So we tell them, Ma'akil bin Yasar radiallahu anhu is the reporter. His hadith is mentioned there in Musnad Ahmad, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah. Nabi alayhi salam said, Iqra Yasin ala mautakum. Read Surah Yasin for your deceased. They make some funny meaning. They say, no. That they will tell you it means that while he's alive and about to die, oh, the hadith is weak, and all funny things they will tell you and all. And on this score, yeah, all 4 schools say it's permissible to read any part passage of the Noble Quran for the deceased. They say, no, you can't do that. Third one, I'm giving you easy examples that you'll understand. There are many others. So you take Tarawih Salat, it's 20 rakats. No one from the four schools said less. With the Salafis, they make 8 rakats, 20 and 10 rakats and so forth. You see Makkah, Medina, past 2-3 years now. So they go to Amni, there's 10 rakats they read and finish. So they are Dhal and Mudril. Dhal Mudril means they themselves are astray and they lead others astray. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself said, authentic hadith, Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin al-mahdiin. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Musnad Ahmad, Ibn Majah. Follow my way and the way of the rightly guided khulafa. So therefore we object on the Salafis. So you must remember that. Then in Aqidah and all that. So in our belief structure also we have problems with them and so forth. So therefore we say they are Muslim, but remember we can't follow them. And today if you look at them, see, simple question, brother, sister. You know some Salafi characters, right? So they studied in Makkah, Medina, Riyadh, wherever and so forth. Tell them publicly, like what I'm doing now, publicly to say MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, is out of the fold of Islam. He rejects hadith. He imprisons the ulama who speak the truth. Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, Imam of Makkah, Haram 10 years. Sheikh Nasir Umar, 30 years and so forth. So these are the people, but for they keep silent. He brought bikini beaches to Jeddah. He brought the gay drivers, F1 drivers there to Jeddah. And he got all the musical extravaganza shows there in Riyadh and in Jeddah and so. Everything haram and so forth they do. That they silent in that. Because why? The dollars speak. Quran says, yu'minuna bil ghaib. You must believe in the unseen. They say, no, yu'minuna bil jayb. How much the money can come in our pockets. So therefore, we don't say all, but we'll say many, majority of them in this day and this age are scholars for dollars.
I've got a river sister, Ustad. She wants to know if a man is not interested in being intimacy with his wife, is this sinful if she is interested? I'm a river sister, Ustad.
Remember, my sister, that it is compulsory upon the husband to fulfill the conjugal relationship and rights of the wife. So that is part of husband-wife, the rights of one another. But if the husband is old and cold now, so then obviously that is beyond his control now. So now he went up past 6 and so forth. So then it's finished, end of the story. You can't now say he's got diabetes, he's got this and what and what. So you can take medication, oh, he's so old now. That's one. Second one is this, that the person is sickly, so he can't fulfill your rights and so forth for whatever reason. Third one is this, that Allah alone knows, we can't accuse anybody without any evidence and proof. I'm just explaining to you. Maybe he's busy somewhere else. He's got his secretary. He's got, you must remember, he's, you know, some lady he's busy with and so forth. So therefore, he no more found you attractive because haram things always seem very tasty. But when they get disgraced and humiliated, then they start wondering what happens. Therefore, Islam says for fornication, 100 lashes. Quran says so. Surah 24, verse 2. Fajlidu kulla wahidin minhuma miyata jalda. For both of them, when they're not married. And when it's adultery, they married, then remember it is the death penalty. And if one is married, one is not married, for the one who's not married, 100 lashes. The one who's married, then it's death penalty. All this are unanimous and consensus among the scholars on these issues. So you must have a heart-to-heart talk, my sister. You embrace Islam. MashaAllah, very good. That's the best decision. Now you must speak to your husband that you are his wife. It's halal for him that he must fulfill your rights and you fulfill his rights. But now he just turns the other way and sleeps. And he leaves you, you must remember, unsatisfied. And now it's going on for months and months and months like that. So that is haram, is not permissible. So have a discussion with him. Is there a medical problem? Is there any other problem? Is there another lady in your life? So speak about all this. Let us try and solve the problem than trying to run away from the problem. So that is how you will solve it, inshallah, sister.
Listen to this one, Ustad. On the morning of my nikah, A picture of my fiance was sent to me of him hugging another woman on the pier. I declined the nikah muftisab. A week later, he remarried, and when inquiring who the woman in the picture was, it was found to be his niece who left for the UK. Now I have severe regrets for mistrust. Anonymous Ustad.
It's your own fault. You know that people forever, they are jealous and so forth. So today, we just give you an example, you're going to get married to ABC person. So somebody sends a picture, and you know today what does Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all that, they can do a lot of photoshopping. You know what I mean by photoshopping? They can just take this photo and that photo and so forth. Today somebody sent me a photo, whatever you want to call it, and the Queen is singing now Hindi songs and Charles is singing Hindi songs and all that. You understood? So all this time. So what people can do, you must remember, people just play, got no time, too much time to waste, you know. So all haram things, obviously, but they just want to make a joke and so forth. So when you receive that, you should have gone and found out what's happening. So now, then you just decline, cancel the nikah and said he's having an affair and so forth. So he's not going to wait for you, yet you disappointed him, you disappointed his family, he carried on with life, then he got married to somebody else. Now, after you canceled everything, then you investigated or somebody came and told you, but lady day he was hugging or whatever was his niece or was his sister or whatever and so forth. So all this you must place. Not that it's permissible to take photos, but yeah, you are the one who's wrong. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَمِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities befall you, it's because of your own deeds and your own actions. So you got nobody to blame besides yourself, my sister. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. So you must now, you see every day what you do. You take your cell phone and you recharge it every day, every second day. So we have to recharge our iman. We have to recharge our connection with Allah Ta'ala. Read 2 rakat salat to tawbah, Ya Allah, forgive me for my impulsive decision. And second one, and my reaction. Second one, Ya Allah, you are Arhamur Rahimeen, most merciful one to show mercy. I'm begging you, Ya Allah, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, send for me somebody who will be a good husband for me, and we will have pious children. Ameen. And I will not take impulsive decisions in future. As-sa'idu man wu'iza bighayrihi. That is a saying, proverb in Arabic. The fortunate good person is he who takes lessons from others. So now this is a lesson. Somebody else did something to you, and now you mustn't just fall in their trap. They're jealous and envious. They do all funny things there. Man hafara hufratan li akhi wa kafiya. People dig up a hole, so we must fall inside. But most of the time, we don't fall inside. They fall inside. So you must be much more mature now in your decision making. So daily, today is what? Is Wednesday. So between Zohar and Asr, after Zohar, read 2 rakat extra salat, make salatul tawbah, then read 2 rakat salatul hajat, or make multiple intention and say, Ya Allah, bless me with a pious husband, pious children, and whatever happened, forgive me. I am guilty, Ya Allah. It is my fault. So inshallah, when there's goodness in your heart, see, I give you a verse that will motivate you, inspire you. When Allah Ta'ala knows, obviously Almighty Allah knows, إِيَّا أَلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ. Then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will give you somebody something better compared to that was taken away from you. And you made mistake, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. Allah will forgive you. Chapter 8, Surah Anfal, verse number 70. See the beauty, the glory, the style of the noble Quran. Everywhere Allah gives a second chance, third chance, million chances. It's we who are the ones who are guilty, and we don't appreciate the bounties and favors of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Subhanallah. I see the sister says, I ask you for maaf.
You don't have to ask me for maaf. I don't know you. I didn't propose to you. You didn't propose to me. So you have to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. We are here as your brother, as your teacher. We want to help you. We want you must lead a pure and a chaste life and don't just take impulsive decisions.
SubhanAllah. I see the listener says, my child loves squirrels. And we have a few moves up. But my wife can't stand them and wants to poison them. This will break my child's heart. What do I listen? Who do I listen to, Ustad?
Yeah, we had this question before as well. You take all the squirrels and give it to the SPCA and you buy rabbits or you buy something like that for your children. Children forget quickly. You must remember, buy a bird or parrot or something. Sahaba, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu's brother. So he had a parrot. The parrot's name a bird. So remember, he had and it died. So he was very, very sad. So Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy to the entire universe and creation. He came by him and said, Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'alan Nughair. The bird's name was Nughair. Ya Aba Umair, what happened to Nughair? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to cheer him up. So the children, they'll forget. So take all the squirrels and you give them away to the SPCA, give it to non-Muslims or whatever, and then you and your husband, you make up, you cement your marriage, and tell your son, your beloved beta, your beloved ladla, your beloved daughter, your ladli, and tell them that, okay, we're going to buy rabbits for you, we're going to buy birds for you, does that. So, inshallah, they will forget. It'll be history, and you carry on with the geography.
SubhanAllah. Listen to the son, Ustad. It says, Sir, my name is Melissa Stevens. I really like your show. But can we apply the Islam law to Christianity too? Ustad, Melissa Stevens.
Sister Melissa, first and foremost, we say thank you for listening to our programs, what you call shows. Second one is this, we also thank and appreciate that you have the time, took the effort to send in your questions. Third one, my sister, you need to understand what is Islam. Islam means a willing surrender, a willing submission. To who? To Almighty Allah, the one and only Supreme Being, the one and only Creator of the entire universe, the only owner of the entire universe. A loving, willing submission, surrender, sincerely to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is what Islam is. So now we cannot impose our law on the Hindu community, Christian community, or the Jewish community. Quran itself says, Surah 2, Chapter 2, Verse 256, La ikraha fid din. There's no compulsion religion. You are my sister in humanity. But I can't come with an AK-47 or a sword and tell you, Sister Melissa, you must become a Muslim. So what you are, we have a fence, right? Just to make you understand. So in that fence, in that boundary, the Muslims are there. You are still outside the fence. So if you admire Islam so much, then you must become the Muslim, my sister, and then say, now apply Islamic law to me. And once you learn about Islam, then you become the ambassador of Islam. Maybe you hearing our shows, as you say, our program, you heard of the brother Ibrahim Anderson. He himself was a priest. He left his priesthood business. He embraced Islam, and now he's going to the bishops, he's going to the priest, he's going to the layman, and he tells them about Islam and so forth. How many people he brought into the fold of Islam? So that is our message. Our message, my sister Melissa, is we as Muslims have the best. We want to share it with the rest. So it is the ball is in your court. I can't impose upon the Christian or any non-Muslim, but we will invite you to come into our boundary and you embrace Islam. Whenever you are ready, you tell us and we will make you Muslim with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. But it must be from the bottom of your heart. I'm not here to pass judgment on you, but I'm telling you sometimes what happens. You get a non-Muslim male. He says, I want to become Muslim. So we tell him, fine, we'll make him Muslim. But when we probe into the matter further, it wasn't the real reason that he wanted to embrace Islam for salvation. He saw one nice Muslim Muslim girl, you see. And now his eyes were on her. So she said, fine, I will marry you, but you must become Muslim, and so forth. So he became Muslim, but the intention was tainted, polluted. It wasn't for Islam, it was for the lady. So that's what I'm trying to tell you, sister. When you say you admire Islam, and if you take that plunge and dive into Islam, alhamdulillah, we praise Almighty Allah, but we will remind you that your intention must be very pure, and it must not be some material, you know, motives or some sinister reason and ulterior motives. So that should not be the case. So that is where we stand. So when you ready, we ever ready, like the ever ready battery, my sister.
Subhanallah. She says, God is great and God bless you. Ustad, Malissa.
Thank you, my sister. We make dua for you. Allah Ta'ala show you the real true path, and you come into the light and the radiance and effulgence of Islam.
Somebody is asking you, Ustad, that is our beloved brother Suleiman Esop. Is he married? Does he have any proposal to start Anonymous?
Suleiman Esop is making tasbih and fatihah. So he's reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Still no one, you understood? Our brother Uwaisi, he's fixed up, Alhamdulillah. Ameen. We announced that he's a Tablighi, and he was born in India, but he settled in South Africa, mashallah. So some Tablighi brother, and called him, and now everything is fixed. Just today, he told me in the morning when I came from Fajr, he said, we're just sorting out the dates and everything. So I say, brother, you read 2 rakat salat, and you read Rabbana Hablana Min Azwajina Wa Dhurriyatina Qurrata Ayun. Suleiman Esop, this is his CV, his curriculum vitae, this is his biodata, this is his resume. So we gave you 3 words there, you can choose whichever one you like. What I know of him, he's 35 years old plus minus, and he was married, and the wedding didn't work out, so finish that history. Now we have to carry on with the geography. So he's got 2 sons, 10, 11 years old, and they living with the mother, their biological mother in Durban, and he is here with his beloved mother. And remember, his father passed away. Allah grant his father Jannatul Firdaus. So if anybody is interested, Sunni, not Shia and Qadiani and Agakhani, must be Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So then you contact us, mashallah, or you can speak directly, you the girl's father, speak to our Suleiman Mota, 011-854-2990. 011-854-2990. Not the girl. The girl's father, brother, you speak to Suleiman, and whatever history, geography, biodata, CV, resume you want to know, he will fill you in, inshallah. So we make dua, everybody, so many people contact us. I'm a Ripoiri Che, my daughter is this, is so tall and so short and this. Another one say, my age is this, and I'm going 20 times on a samosa run. Other one got lot of story. So we're there to help you out, but we're not running a matchmaking service. That I'm telling you nicely. Everybody start phoning here, fix my daughter up and fix my son up. We're not doing that, but because he's here with us, so now we try and sort them out, because it's always good. Nabi alayhi salatu salam's authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Al-A'azabu shaitan, for a male to remain a bachelor. You know, nowadays they say confirmed bachelor, that they don't get married, and is shaitan. Because look at the vices. 1400 years ago, who was there? Sahaba. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anh. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is no ordinary person. One is Sahabi, one is Faqih, one is the Grand Mufti of the Sahaba. He used to say, hypothetically, for argument's sake, if Allah Ta'ala told me, end of Safar, I will pass away. It's 10, 12 days left, so 10 days example is to give. So I, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, for argument's sake, hypothetically, used to say that I will still get married, although in 10 days time, 12 days time, I will die. Why? The fear of falling into fitna. That was in Khairul Qurun, the golden era and golden period of Islam. What is today? You go in a masjid, there's fitna today. People, cell phones ringing, people making so much noise and that. You will get all the panchayat of India, Pakistan in the masjid. If you got foreigners there, MTU, the They will tell you about all the politics while you're reading your sunnah and all this type of thing. So much fitna there is everywhere today. So remember, if you want the statement of Abdullah ibn Masood, go open Fiqh Sunnah by Sayyid Sabiq. I've got the kitab, mashallah. So remember, you will find it there. So therefore, we must encourage, we the elders, the seniors, the parents, teachers, we must encourage our children, grandchildren, students to get married. All this business of not getting married, our son, daughter, is not right. Remember, let me be clear. Yeah, you got a real problem. You're sickly or there's some real valid excuse, then is a different issue.
SubhanAllah, I see Brother Suleiman is smiling, Ustad. I love that CV of his. SubhanAllah. Ustad, listen to this one, Ustad. There's a brother says here, I'm a very cool guy. And he says, I'm married for 5 times and divorced 5 times. I'm a very cool guy. But Muftistam, I'm not so teen inclined. Why do women only chase after my money? Like I married Islamic way. Imagine anti-nuptial contact. How many people suffer more? Anonymous brother, Ustad.
Brother, you seem to be a little bit, not a cool guy. You seem a little bit crazy guy. I answered the questions as they are posed to me. So after Fajr, you decided to take one wife. Uh-huh. Then after Zohar, you took another wife. Then after Asr, you took another. And then you started divorcing one by one. Then after Maghrib, another one. Then after Isha, another one. So 5 salat, 5 wives finished. History, geography. How many children you made, my brother? You didn't tell us that. So, and then you say, I'm not a dini guy. I'm not a real pious guy. My brother, piety is something between you and Allah. We can think we are pious. People can call us pious, but that doesn't make us pious. Quran says, فَلَا تُزَكُّ أَنفُسَكُمْ, that you must not sanctify and purify yourself and think you are pious. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى, He, Allah alone knows who is really pious and who is not pious. Me and you, it is assumption in our part. Remember that. So don't fall for that there, my brother. Go and read the noble Quran and so forth.
5 kings.
So now see, so you got chapter 53, Surah Al-Najmi, and verse number 32. So there Almighty Allah speaks of that, Surah 53 and verse 32. Only Allah knows who is really pious and so forth. So you, my brother, you finished up 5 wives, and now you got 5 children, and then you got 5 million, you say. You're a rich guy, you say. So I'm assuming 5 million you got, right? So now, so brother, leave everybody, leave everything. Me and you, we talk business. Mm-hmm. I got a daughter, 18, 20 years old, for example. You want to propose to her. So I'm an ordinary guy, businessman. Be honest. If that person has to ask me, must I give this mota my daughter? I'll tell him straight away, never even give him. How can you get married 5 times and 5 divorced and still say I'm a cool guy? So this type of things. Then it means there's something wrong with you. You must remember that. That is how we will, I'm being honest with you. So if any person asks me about you, I don't even know your name, but I'm giving advice. That, then I will say, if a person gave 1 time divorce or twice, we can still give them the benefit of the doubt sometimes, not all the time. But 5 times divorce, so we can't give that. So therefore we'll say that no, you're not a good person. There's something seriously, terribly wrong with you, and you got too much money. So you got 5 wives you made, 5 divorce you made, 5 children you made, 5 million you got in the bank. So when you're going to start reading 5 daily salat, my brother? That is my question. When you're going to start crying to Almighty Allah? Ya Allah, I transgressed so much, Ya Allah. Whatever the intention of the ladies were, leave them. Now it's me and you. So let us talk. So there's action and reaction, brother. So my advice to you, Allah is for all of us. Me, I'm a sinner, you are a sinner. So you must reconnect yourself to Almighty Allah. Chapter 39, verse 53. La taqnatu min rahmat rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. I will condemn you. Others will condemn you. Allah will not condemn you if you make sincere tawbah. Allah is telling you, Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Allah forgives all the sins. People came to Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, and they asked him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, ayyatu ayatin arja indaka fi kitabillah. Sayyidina Ali was a genius, a linguist par excellence. They asked him, which ayat motivated you, inspired you the most, Ya Amir? It's a long story. They went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali. I'm just giving you the tail end. So he said, I read the whole Quran, and the ayat that motivated me the most and most was this ayat, chapter 39, verse 53. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Oh, my servants who went and broke every law of mine. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Allah is there to forgive all the sins. So turn today a new leaf. Leave what people say. Yes, Allah, I want to make my slate clean, and I'm asking you, I'm going to read my 5 daily salat. I'm going to turn more and more to you. I got the money, but now I will use that money to help the ummah that are suffering in Pakistan, in Palestine, in Syria. I'll pay my zakat, all that. So that is what you must do, brother.
I see, before we go for an interval, the brother says, I don't like your response now, and now I don't like you. Fi amanila. That's what he said to start.
100% you won't like because we speak the truth. You thought we're going to take your part. I tell you as it is, my brother. So you must remember, we're not here that we want followers or we want supporters or we're not here for that. We are here to tell you the truth. Nabi Sali alayhi salatu salam, Quran says, wa nasahtu lakum, I gave you advice, walakin la tuhibbuna an-nasihin, but you don't love the advice because the truth is better, my brother.
Well, it's exactly now 16 minutes to 12 o'clock. We go for an interval.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Well, it's exactly now 15 minutes to 12 o'clock. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning. And I love the way Ustad said, this is the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Somebody's saying, Ustad, my child fell in love with a Christian boy in varsity. And he's so good akhlaq. And he's prepared to accept Islam. We both parents are confused. She really likes him. We want to make it halal. You think this boy will go back to Christianity after he marries our pretty daughter? His name is Donovan, Ustad.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Sister, I want to give you advice as your brother, as your teacher, as your son, whatever you want to take it. Let's ask the first question before we come to the second. Why did you send your daughter to university? Did I not tell you before that you must remember that when you send your daughter, in the past 6 weeks, I was at Wits and then I was at University of Johannesburg, or previously known as Rao Ren. I spoke of all these issues there. So, sister, you must remember when our Muslim lady, all ladies, but we're interested in Muslim lady now, goes there to university, either they lose their haya and shame and modesty, or either you must remember that they will lose their virginity, or either they will lose their Islam and Muslim. You see the papers. You think it gives us joy? A rugby player taking advantage of a woman. You just look at News 24. All the details are there and so forth. Now, where can the family put their face? You understood? They send them back from Argentina and what. So, and all the names and everything are mentioned. So remember, So you as parents, you must take blame for this. So it don't happen that the daughter just fall in love. You'll send her out in the rain and then you'll say, Ya Allah, don't let her get wet. How will that happen? There must be some sparks flying somewhere, and you'll know the advice environment is toxic today there. So that's one. Two, now she fell in love. So she's talking to Donovan.
Donovan, Ustad.
So she's talking to Donovan. Donovan is talking to her. Maybe they even catching hands and some other thing at a peck on the neck. Well, who knows what's happening, sister? So remember, university is free life. So many things. That's two. Third one, if she wants to marry him, is totally haram. Quran Kareem states, لَا هُنَّ حِلُّ لَكُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحِلُّونَ لَهُنْ. So for a Muslim woman to marry a non-Muslim male, and for a non-Muslim male to marry the Muslim woman, is totally haram. So he says he will embrace Islam. He's prepared to. So tell him, fine, embrace Islam, and then you must go to 40 days tabligh, 4 months tabligh. You must go by this Maulana. He will monitor your activities for 6 months, 1 year, whether you're reading 5 daily salat, all these type of things. You can't just become Muslim today and next week, next month and all that, you say now we're going to make nikah. How many a time the non-Muslim embraced Islam, then he deflowered the Muslim lady and he had his good time and then he just left. So you must tell him that we will think about it, but you must become Muslim, and then after 3 months, 6 months, wherever you're staying, we will get a report from the Maulana there, the Imam. You are attending Salat there daily. You are there all the time and so forth, you know. Then only you can think about it. And your daughter, you have to take her out of university. Remember that. That for her, every day she will be meeting him, he'll be meeting her. So your leave is like the example. You see, I give you example. So the one Muslim had a small swimming pool, like you see. So now the dog fell inside. So they came to the Maulana. So the Maulana told them, yes, that you must take out, you understand, 10 buckets, 20 buckets, for whatever the amount was. So he told them, take out so much water. So they said, okay, we took out the water, all that. Now what? So the Maulana, then afterwards he realized that these people are really zigzag. He asked them, you took out all the water, did you take out the dog from the pool? He said, no, that we still left inside. So that is your example now. So must I tell you what's going to happen in the future? That only Allah knows. But the same example of the pool, of the whatever it is, well or whatever. So first take the dog out. First take the napaki out. So if you're really serious, get your daughter out from there. And let her study via correspondence. Now you all say, no, we will leave our daughter there. You give her free license. They can meet. They can talk all this. So how is he going to prove himself? So many things can happen behind your back and so forth. So that's my advice to you, mother, sister, all of you. And what's happening there currently, all totally haram. It is nothing permissible.
Ustad, on this question, the mother is saying, Mufti Sahab, this procedure is going to take too long. And I think Donovan won't like the idea. And it will break my child's heart. Yeah, please, can we call you?
You can't. There's no business of sentiments involved here. That break this one's heart. What about breaking the heart of Nabi Ali? Islam. What about breaking the laws of Islam? You're not worried about all that? No, you can't call me. I gave you the advice already. So you must remember these type of things. You'll do all unda danda and then we must put a rubber stamp and say halal. No, we're not going to do that. We will tell you as it is, whether you like it or you don't like it.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Ustad, there's a sister wants to know that three brothers, they want to go to Pakistan for assistance. Your advice, Ustad, on that? They're leaving their wives behind.
So you must remember that if these three brothers are reading their 5 daily salat, they have paid all their debts, they don't have no account or nothing, have they performed hajj and all that already? So remember, then it's good, they can go. But if they got accounts and they got debts and all these type of things, and they have if they got debts and so forth, or they didn't perform their hajj and all that, there's no need for them to go to Pakistan. So they can give it to us. That million they got, thousands they got, they can give it to other organizations who are reliable and they will take it through. Today our niyat is niyat makhluta, is a tainted, polluted niyat. They will tell their wives, you know, look at the child, look at that person, look at Pakistan. But the intention is not only that. The intention is, let's go check out Pakistan. Maybe we'll find some nice lady there also. You understood? And this, Allah alone knows what the intention. So it's not permissible for people to go and say we're going to do relief work, this, that, and you have your wife and children, you neglect them, or you have trail of debts, or you haven't made hajj and so forth. Now you want to spend 100,000 between three brothers, is 100,000 today. So you must remember for your tickets, boarding, lodging, I don't know how long they're going to stay there. So remember, all that will be conditions.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Somebody says here, Ustad, that my husband earns a fat salary, a good salary, but doesn't spend a cent in the house, Ustad. I have to go out and work. What's your advice, Ustad, on this?
You don't have to go and work. Is haram. The day you got married 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and he said, nakah tuha, wa qabil tuha, I'm marrying her, and I have accepted her. So all expenses are upon him. The food, the clothing, everything, medication, all is upon him. He don't want to spend. When he's gone, you must help yourself. You must remember that. The hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. Sayyida Hindar radiallahu anha is the honorable wife. The father is Sayyidina Abu Sufyan. All Sahaba. So, and the son is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anha. So she came, Sayyida Hindar, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna Abu Sufyan rajulun sahihun. He's a little bit, you know, stingy, don't want to spend on me. So Nabi alayhi salam said, told her, Khudi bil ma'roof, that you help yourself. It don't mean now you, the wife, you go and start taking all the money and start, no. So therefore, I translated like that, you help yourself with one hand. You understood? Not with everything, then he'll just not divorce you and bigger problem. So you must tell him, then how must I run the house and all that, we need this, we need this, you're not giving anything and so forth and so on. But that does not mean now you go to the other level. So you start stealing, but you start helping yourself and so forth. Now every month, every week, you want to buy new shoes. Every week, every month, you want to buy new dress. Every time, you want to buy a new bag. You know, you woman also, how some of you carry on. So that also is unacceptable. Everything in moderation.
Somebody says, Ustad, from Senton, my doctor said that if I have another child, I may lose my life. My husband refuses to listen to the doctor and says, it's what Allah wills. What is the Sharia ruling in this case? Anonymous sister, Ustad.
Since when the doctor knows, their doctors use the word, write it down, sister, that the doctor's prognosis, what they say? The doctor's prognosis is this and this. So since when that is the criteria in Islam? Didn't the same doctors say majority of them, 80-90% of them, Muslim, non-Muslim, there's a pandemic, and then there's a, we said plandemic, we said scamdemic, they said, we told you they're making us fools and idiots. So this whole corona COVID was just to make the masses, the asses. I mean, that's the truth. So the same doctors were getting kickbacks, I don't say all, but majority of them. So you must remember, we don't trust doctors, we trust the Sharia. So remember, they die, we have to die. So whether you have children, you don't have children, you have to die. So what your husband is saying is the truth. You're just carrying on, mashallah, and you make dua. So read with me dua. Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana habalana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Oh Allah, grant us such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. Chapter 25, verse 74. Chapter 37, after Surah Yasin, the next chapter, Surah Safat, chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, grant me pious offspring. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh beloved Allah, grant me pious offspring. So you don't listen to doctors and all these things there. You must listen to the Sharia. If you ask me, sister, I don't know you, I don't know your husband, I don't know your doctor. But if you ask me, what you're doing, you yourself, you don't want children, so now you're using the doctor as an excuse. Say, you see, in Urdu, we got nice sayings. Agar tu yin chahe, to bahane hazar. If you don't want to do something, you make 1,000 excuses. So that is the reality.
Ustaz, so what he says here, I have two boys and two girls. Can we let them all get married on the same day, Ustaz?
Why not? So, mashallah, you save on all the expenses and all that. But if you got two sons and two daughters, unless every year you are making a new model, then it's different. But otherwise, one will be 25 years old, one will be 20 years old, one will be 18, and one will be 17 or something like that. So, but maybe you are Buzruk, you know, we don't know. So what you did is every year new model came. So 2001 came, 2001 another one came, then 2002 another one, 2003. So you get all of them married, 124, 122, 123, one like that. So you get them married, no problem, Islamically. Mia bibi razi to kya kare kazi. You understood? If they happy, the daughters, your sons are happy, you happy, so get them married, alhamdulillah. We Islam got no problem on that.
Who said the previous question before that, the sister that said that the doctor said she's going to lose her life. She says, Ji Mufti Sab, you're quite right. I'm just not ready now for children, but please don't tell my husband. He knows you quite well, Ustad.
But we don't know your husband. We don't know you. So who can we say? You understood, sir? You see, that's what I can't understand. You all put the question, but you're not being honest. You don't understand. But Allah puts in our heart, in our mind, that this lady, that last week that man, he asked that question. He said that, is it permissible for my wife that she go without my permission to her parents' place? So I said, you're not asking the true question. That you gave her a good hiding, or you on drugs or alcohol, or you busy with another woman, then he sent message, yes, I hit her. But why you don't tell us in the starting all these things here? You see, people ask loaded questions. They want the verdict in their favor, but Allah Ta'ala puts in our mind, then we say, yeah. You see, you also, sister. So what am I tell your husband? I don't know you. I don't know your husband. They all know me, you must remember, but I don't know them. So what we going to tell them? You must remember that. So you mustn't say that. Say, Allah, give more children. And inshallah, more barakat will come. Right, last question.
Somebody says, Ustaz, somebody says, my husband has also three wives. Which wife must he spend the day with Eid? What as each wife lives far apart, Ustaz? Anonymous.
So mashallah, he must make turns. So this year he will go to Fatima, then for Eid al-Fitr, then Eid al-Adha, he'll go to Zainab, and then the next Eid come, he'll go to Jamila. Like that, he must have a triangle going there. So in that way there, then no wife can complain. Quran said, Surah 4, verse number 3, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. If you fear you can't do justice, then one wife only. So once you got 2, 3, 4 wives, you must do justice. So he has to do justice. He had to think before all three wives, that one wife is in Cape Town, one in Johannesburg, one in Durban, all that. So he must sort all that out. You all don't have to worry. He has to just come and sort it out there. Okay, we finish with the program, 12 o'clock news, inshallah, with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter accepting correction. When people give us advice, we must accept it. My Mufti Ibrahim Salehji is Pingo Beach, 1 o'clock Adhan to 1:30, and then will be Surah Al-Haqqah. So inshallah, we'll continue with verse number 25. And then 1:30 to 2, Surah Ahzab, verses 7 to 13. 2 to 3, current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:40 will be the repeat of the Q&A of this morning and zikr and dua. 4 to 5 will be Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka zikr mubarak. So, anguti mubarak ka zikr. So, remember the ring mubarak of Nabi alayhi sallallahu salam. And then 5 to 7, Mohana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, Surah Al-Haqqah, the tafsir. And then 7:30 to 8, Mohan Yunus Patel. 8 to 9, Dr. Farooq Hafiji with brother, our Shafaat. And then 9 to 9:30, Sheikh Shuaib Maida. 9:30 to 10, Mohan Salim Kareem. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was our beloved, honorable, respected, fadilatul ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, hafidhahullah. Well, up next is the 12 o'clock news with Haji Suleiman Esop.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.